Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour 2 of the Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your call still welcome. 844-967-2789. You can tweet at me. I still tweet occasionally at Devil Radio. And if you haven't liked the Facebook page, why not? I often post my prep material and different communications with the audience at the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. So like us there, or at least consider it. It's worth a thumbs up. But, you know, I want to give a thumbs up to President Joe Biden today, Fancy Brian. And Joe Biden was talking to the Governors Association a little bit earlier today, and he was kind of feeling it. He was frisky, Joe Biden. Oh, no, he was frisky. You can tell it from his attitude, because he was delivering. He had deliverables for these governors. And when I say deliverables, I mean gobs of cash, right? So anyways, let's hear a frisky Joe Biden from earlier today. Let's play it for the people. Let's start with Cut 60, President Joe Biden.
We need to bring back workers to better jobs with pay and better working conditions than the ones that they left.
Come on, Joe. I heard you frisky earlier today. Somewhere along the line, somebody friskies him up a little bit. Gets a little tingle up his leg. Let's keep trying. This might put me to sleep, though. Cut 61.
I know that the education funds help many of you stay open, keep your schools open, and keep them open safely.
It better pep up here soon. I swear to goodness, I heard a peppier, friskier Joe Biden earlier on the Associated Press News. Joe Biden, 62?
Now we need to do even more to get Americans, keep them at work. And the essential workers on the job. And that can mean, as some of you used, with hero retention bonuses, higher pay.
Sorry, I nodded off there for a moment. For the love of God, Joe! You're back to boring, Joe. I swear to God, I had heard a peppier, friskier version of Joe. He was laughing with the governors. I got money for you. Let's see if he peps up. Cut 64.
Already 27 states have announced they're using over $14 billion in the American Rescue Plan funds to get a head start on rebuilding our nation's infrastructure.
Dynamic, this Joe Biden. Cut 64.
We got a hell of a lot to build, and we're gonna build a bunch of them, and also clean water and ports and whole range of things. We have a lot of opportunity.
I misled all of you. That was the same old Joe. I had heard a friskier, peppier version of Joe. You know, apparently they didn't feel that soundbite was worthy of sharing with you, our fair audience. I apologize. That seems like plain old Joe. So anyways, the less frisky version of Joe out there selling, bragging? What's he doing? What was that? That wasn't even exciting. Isn't it the role of the President of the United States? And also, here, the Chief Executive of the state of Wisconsin. You're in politics. You got to communicate with the people. And ultimately, politics is, in some twisted way, it's sales. You're trying to be persuasive here, people. You're trying to change hearts and change minds. Or at least, for the love of God, get someone to be excited about one of the policies you've rolled out. The money you're delivering. You got an audience full of governors. You're delivering billions, if not trillions of dollars And if there's anything a governor loves, and I mean Democrats, Republicans, delivering the pork. I mean, Joe, you're serving up the biggest ham in America right now. Be excited. Do you not like pork?
Yeah, and a lot of it is perception is reality, too. So you have to have some sort of, yeah, this is amazing. Because if you don't say, yeah, this is amazing.
Is this honey glazed? I think it's honey glazed.
Is this amazing? Is it amazing?
I wouldn't even.
It sounds amazing.
The way Joe's describing it, I don't even want to eat the pork. I'm like, oh, man, you know.
Crudy, I just want to let you know that the station, I just got a windfall of a lot of money, and I'm taking the station all the way to Disney World for free. Everybody's paid for. We're all getting a presidential suite and all the drugs we can possibly do and all the drinking we could possibly have. And I've also
at
paid
Disney
for
World.
People. It's
this
amazing.
Sounds...
It's so amazing. We're going to do it. Like, how do you people are like, people have already fallen asleep. If we did our show
I suspect a few in the audience heard free drugs and they perked up a bit.
But even if you say free drugs, you could have it all the time and just kind of like this the whole time. It just really doesn't really sell that much. And he may be selling some really good stuff and giving us some really good things. But again, at the end of the day, if you're just, hey, I'm here, guys, it's cool.
But in this day and age, all we really have is the bully pulpit, right? We don't have the courts. We are overwhelmed on the courts. It's a 6-3 court. And we don't have the sort of legislative majorities it takes to get the better part of the agenda done. So what do we have? We have Joe's ability to convince us that the Democrats, and when I say us, you know, I'll brag a little bit for the man occasionally, but I'm talking about the broader electorate. All of us, we're supposed to be convinced this man's delivering for us. He's out there delivering the infrastructure bill. He's writing checks today. You know what I can tell you? As a small business owner, the only good day, and sometimes the bad day, because, you know, you got to make payroll. But when you hand a guy a check, usually that day, if no other, guy likes you. You know, that's a good thing. That's a, hey, man, how you doing? Yeah, here's your check. You know what?
That's generally a happy thing from what I'm understanding.
Payday is usually a happy thing for most people. Well, today is payday for the governors or for their respective states. And I wish our president was a little more excited and, you know, delivering. Here's something else. State of Texas, as we talked about, Trump's down there this weekend. And I realize I live quite a bit north, but, you know, we're all in the central time zone. But I saw a new polling out of Texas, and I'm a little troubled. Beto O'Rourke trailing Abbott in Texas, trailing him substantially. It's not even close at this point. Now, Abbott, he is the current governor, the Republican, Greg Abbott. He has got a primary battle of sorts. He is currently at 59% in the primary amongst Republicans, and he's got a few notables running against him, at least one. You remember former Rep. Alan West, Republican from Florida, now running for Texas governor? Well, he's in the primary field. And so is former state senator Don Huffines. He's a Republican and conservative television personality Chad Prather. Well, each one of them has about 7% of the vote. And then there's some computer engineer who has the same name as Abbott's predecessor, Governor Rick Perry. Oops, you remember that guy?
That's unfortunate.
So if I had...
I only remember two out of the three things I remember about
him. If my name was Tommy Thompson, here in the state of Wisconsin, we had a famous four-term... elected four times, didn't serve out four terms. But Tommy Thompson was his name. And if my name was also Tommy Thompson, like John Jingleheimer Schmidt guy, his name is my name too... You know that guy, the Rick
John Jacob
Perry?
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yeah,
there
thank you.
Go. It took me a second. I had to rewire.
I was thinking Rick Perry, actually, or Tommy Thompson. You know, if you have the name of the former office holder, you know, just by coincidence, that guy, Rick Perry, pulling in 4% of the vote.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm all for some candidate here just naming themselves La Follette. No first name, no last name, just La Follette.
Here in the state of Wisconsin, La Follette, it's got a great name. La Follette, and La Follette was a Republican. Lots of people forget that progressivism once upon a time was a Republican concept, but his, I don't know what Doug La Follette is. He's his great grandkid or something. I mean, Doug was probably there. Doug's 84. And Doug's running for Secretary of State of the great state of Wisconsin. But by virtue of the name, I mean, that's like having the name Ford in Detroit.
Yeah.
La Follette's as good as gold. So La Follette keeps winning here in the state of Wisconsin. And as near as I could tell, he runs virtually unopposed on the Democratic side.
He actually asked to run unopposed today, this year, too. He said, it's just, I can't deal with that nonsense.
Like a primary?
Yeah, he doesn't want a primary because he just said,
well, he's 84. Who wants to deal with the primary?
Okay.
He's like a less enthusiastic Joe Biden.
Just a relaxed
But he's
guy.
The Secretary of State. The Secretary of State really is just a figurehead because so many of the roles here in the state of Wisconsin have been stripped from the Secretary of State. But I'm talking about the chief executives. And I wish Biden was a little more exciting. But back to Texas and the race for governor there. On the general election matchup, Abbott, again, he is the current governor, would begin with a leg up on former Rep. Beto O'Rourke. Now, I first met Beto here in Madison. I believe he came to the coffee shop and stood on some tables and gave a hell of a dynamic speech, a little better than what I just heard from Joe Biden, to be quite frankly, quite frank. And I saw Beto a couple times. I saw him in Iowa, you know, did Cedar Rapids, saw Beto. And he is a dynamic character. But here's why I bring up the Texas gubernatorial race. Beto's got the money, and I suspect Beto's getting some of that money from outside the state of Texas. But Beto is trailing substantially in the polling. And I'm a little concerned that here we go again. We as Democrats, we as liberals, progressives, wearing our hearts on our sleeves and hoping for the implausible that Beto O'Rourke can win the state of Texas statewide. Because in certain districts, I think Beto does just fine. And I think he is a dynamic figure. I think he's a hell of a candidate. And sometimes I just think, you know, if it's a transformational candidate, if the candidate's good enough, if the resume is good enough, if the special sauce is good enough, you know, that someone can win anywhere. But realistically, that may not be the case. Beto may not have a fighting chance in Texas. And that's got me concerned because he's going to get plenty of financial resources that could possibly be expended in other races, but it reminds me of Amy McGrath going up against Mitch McConnell. People wanted it so bad, they filled up her coffers, and that was just money poured down a sinkhole. Come on back, more devil's advocates. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.